Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Retirement is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, financial goals for most Americans. It is generally a highly anticipated event promoted by TV commercials showing silver-haired retirees enjoying safaris in Africa, dancing on beautiful beaches, or playing in parks with their grandchildren. However, our next guest says that research is showing that many retirees, even those who are financially secure, are not experiencing the personal satisfaction they anticipated. So joining me by phone now to help us explore some strategies to avoid the retirement blues is Roy Jantz, a certified financial planner and managing partner of De Hollander & Jantz Financial Group in Greenville. Roy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Let's just go ahead and dive right into this. What are these challenges for retirees that your research is showing?
What we're discovering is more retirees, though financially prepared, are not equally emotionally prepared for retirement, and therefore, often struggle in this new phase of their life. By definition, retirement seems simple enough. You go from working to not working. But in essence, it's also a psychological transition, a transition from a work identity that has been developed for, 20, 30, 40 years sometimes, to a brand new retirement identity. Maybe a good example for your listeners, at least those that are married, is to think of the first few months after their wedding. The wedding was a point on the calendar, one that you hopefully remember each year, but then there was a process as you adjusted to married life, dealing with finances, household chores, each other's habits, and perhaps pets and children. All of these likely required some lifestyle and identity adjustments to ensure the marriage was successful. Retirement is no different. It is a date that you may stop working, but it's also a transition and an adjustment. And then add in potential health issues that can start to impact us more significantly during our later retirement years. And all these coming together can make it much more complex and challenging than anticipated. Because basically what we're discovering is more retirees, they're financially prepared, but they're not equally emotionally prepared for retirement. And so essentially what happens is that they struggle in this new phase of life.
So how do most people arrive at this point in life unprepared?
One study I'll cite was done in 2018. It was a study of 50 to 59-year-olds, and it found that roughly about 74% had made serious efforts to plan for the financial aspects of retirement, but only 35% had made any type of serious efforts to prepare for the emotional aspects of retirement. They're not really anticipating, I guess we'd call more the range of emotions that they can experience in the retirement years, from the positive emotions, such as, excitement and joy, but also the negative ones, like anxiety and boredom. Retirement can feel like they're in a vacuum. They don't really have a strong and satisfying purpose or drive.
So what are the strategies these soon-to-be retirees should be starting to implement to get themselves prepared?
We like to start by kind of answering or helping pre-retirees answering what we call the 5W questions. When they would like to retire, where they'd want to live, who they'll be spending their time with, and who will be part of their social network. The other one is what they want or what they need to do. And then I find the one that is often left out is the why, which is about finding purpose and fulfillment. You really need to chart a path, go through a process of visualizing and then documenting what you want, maybe even trying it out before. If it's possible, maybe take a little mini retirement or an extended vacation to get a feel for if what you're planning for is truly what you want. I think it's also important to remember that it's okay to change direction. It's also important to, to start early, as this could take some time. This could be a much more gradual process, and I always joke that there's no award for the quickest transition. But a couple other things I think is always important with this, too, is that it doesn't need to be done as a solo project, right? I think it's really important to work with, whether it's your spouse or other parts of your social network, to kind of get their ideas and their feedback on your ideas. So overall, you can make this as realistic as possible, because I know for a lot of people, this isn't easy. It's not natural. It can be hard. So I think your listeners really need to prepare for that. But ultimately, if someone is able to create the financial success that they want in retirement, I don't really see why there's any reason why they shouldn't also be able to create that emotional or mental success in retirement as well.
Roy, thank you so much for your insight.
Thank you, Mike. Again, appreciate you having me on.
Roy Jantz is a certified financial planner in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.